Good morning, 8:32 a.m. Saturday, July the 2nd, 2016. A little bit late this morning. I got up a little bit late because I was up a little bit late. I was working, trying desperately to get my minimum word count for yesterday. And I was within, I was within 100 words. And my system rebooted. Thank you very much. It wasn't down for very long, but it was enough to break my train of thought, and it cost me about another 250 words, so I had to make those up. Yes, LibreOffice did in fact back up correctly and did restore from the previous backup, which was about 5 minutes before the system rebooted. So it does work. It does do what it's supposed to do. I know it does. It always has. It was just something weird the other day. So yes, nice fresh system this morning. I did make my 1,000 words. That's a pitiful count for the day for me, but a pitiful count is better than no count, which is my default lately. So I'm trying to reset the default. I really need to have a few 5,000 word days so I can wrap this up. Maybe today. I'm hurrying to get back because, as always, I am hungry and I didn't eat breakfast yet. And I only had about 3/4 of a cup of coffee that was actually left over from yesterday because I forgot to set the coffee pot to come on. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. It was apparently a wet night because everything is soggy this morning. The air is very damp. It smells very clean walking through the spruces. I think I smell the spruces. It's got that tangy flavor to the air. So, yeah, the story is coming along. Actually, the story is, if I could get stuck into it, the story would probably wrap up in another 34,000 words. So, just a couple of more days. If I could get into it. Somebody else walking along talking. I think she's talking on the phone. Anyway. That must be a good walk. I'm working up a sweat. I really don't have a whole lot to talk about today. I came out for the walk. I need the walk. I know I need the walk. So if I'm A, boring, B, talking about crap, B, C, not talking at all. I don't have a lot to talk about today. We've been negotiating what the course is going to be. I'm going to go teach a course in Grand Junction in August. And apparently we're going to send two of us, which actually it irks me, because it doubles the expense for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers without actually improving the instruction, I don't believe. It might. It could be interesting, because they're sending Lisa Manifold and I, and me, Lisa Manifold and me, over there. Oh, the other thing that happened yesterday was the big event on the 16th here in Denver at the Book Bar in Denver is the announcement of the winner of the Writers of the Year from Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. And we need to sign a consignment form. We need to send the form off. We need to get the books down there in advance of the event. This is stupid. I've filled out the form. I've sent it down. I'll order 10 copies of Ashes. And I'm asking if I can get them drop shipped. If I can, I'll make it a lot easier. If not, I have to make a separate trip down to Denver and back to drop off books, which is completely lame. I suppose I have to do the same thing for Tattered Cover. So there's a panel at the Tattered Cover in August. I need to make an order anyway. I was hoping to hold off until I had a little more cash in the Durandus account. Which comes back to, I need to get this book out. And it's probably not going to show up before that event anyway, so. But that was tedious. It's like, really? Really? So they're going to, I have to give them a wholesale price. They're going to sell them for the cover price. And I'll make about 17 cents each. So if they all 10 sell, I'll make $1.70. And never mind the gas and the time it takes to get down there, spend the time, drive back. Because of the awards, I'm sort of obligated to do that. So it'll be interesting. I don't know what the probability is that I'll win Monk Post. Of the indies, I clearly have the biggest footprint. And whether or not it will be sufficient for the membership, I don't know. We'll see. It doesn't matter. This is the last time I'm... The first and the last time I will be submitting a book. I was going to stop when I... If I won, I was going to stop. And if I didn't, I was going to submit again next year. And do it until I was an independent writer of the year. But the reality is, this really is not worth the effort. It's a lot like a Parsec Award. Parsec Award was great. I loved winning it twice. It was something that I worked toward. The probability that I'll ever win another one is really remote. Now, in large part because I have to put more audio work out. I do have audio work I could put out. I still got two Tanis books that need to be recorded. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But it, you know, first year I made the short list. I'm a finalist. I should have realized it was going to be a significant pain in the butt when I started. And they had these weird rules about who was eligible. I guess those are about the Colorado Gold for unpublished authors, unless you're self-published, in which case you can submit too. That was my friend with the box this morning. Good morning. Morning. If I win, good. If I don't, good. Got to do an hour-long workshop on marketing. I also have to get my August column ready for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. Making a mark marketing. What can I say in 1,000, 1,500 words about marketing? I need to get people to understand the various models. So 500 words on the models. 500 words on how to use at least the social media models. And then the techniques that I use to generate, or that I used back in the beginning to generate audience, which still work. Still work very well. But a lot of people won't. New writers in particular, these people just drive me nuts. It's like, well, yeah, I wanna buy an ad that will get me 1,000 new readers. Now, yeah, maybe lightning could strike, but that's a lot of money. It's a lot of downside. It's a lot of time. Good morning, good morning. BookBub, of course, is the gold standard. Science fiction is expensive. Romance is more expensive. A lot of them are very expensive. Yeah, it's a very nice car. Move it. And the probability of actually cashing in on one of those is, at long term, is slim. I mean, this is a problem. Is that BookBub readers, unless you've got a second book or a third book and a fourth book, unless you've got more works that you can hook a reader into, getting a BookBub deal, is, it's lovely. But you can't amortize that cost, and particularly since you're hooking people into free or relatively cheap versions. So people want to know the cheap book. They'll buy the cheap book, but they won't. If you don't have anything else, they can't buy anything else. If you don't have anything else, you've got a reader. Yay! You don't necessarily have a fan, which is what you need. This idea that, it's in reviews. I keep seeing this, reviews. No! Blogger reviews, maybe. Amazon reviews? God, Jesus. Give me a break. I'm not going there this morning. I'm trying to keep a positive outlook. I'm trying to keep a cleansing breath. Other people out on their bicycles today. It's sticky. Of course, I'm working up a sweat too, because I'm hiking right along, trying to get back to the barn before 9 o'clock and the alarm goes off to end this. I should be in plenty of time. I should be like 8:48. 8:49 was a good guess. I'm almost back. And I can get back to the day already in progress. I really need today to be a 5,000 word day. I really need some breakfast. Maybe I'll make myself a cheese omelet this morning. I did have cheese yesterday. I had a cheese omelet with Prairie Gold cheddar. It was delicious. Okay, my 10-minute warning. It is 8:50 a.m. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.